Welcome to our town board advisory meeting, August 27th, 1:30. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council or council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, the PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones or other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist the accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or TDD at 702-385-7486 or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administration Services. Supporting material will be available on Clark County's website at clarkcountynv.gov/LaughlinTAB. Roll call the board members. Pamela Walker is absent. Fred Doten, absent. Kathy Oates.
Here.
Herm Walker.
Here.
And myself, Kathleen Haas, which forms a quorum. Our secretary is Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828 or tammy.harris@clarkcountynv.gov. County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz, M-O-S-K-O-W-I-T-Z, at 702-298-0828 or 702-455-6173. Or you can email at mark.moskowitz, M-O-S-K-O-W-I-T-Z, at clarkcountynv.gov. I would like to... Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Put your right hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of this presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or a majority vote. Item number three. Approval of the agenda for August 27, 2024. Motion, do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Vote carries. Okay, informational items. Receiver report and updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz, on any updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. Just a quick update. I know last week there was a large brush fire. I wanted to thank the one that was like right on the river. I want to thank our first responders. It was about 50-plus acres, and I got information that in all the responding agencies, we had Clark County responded with 4 engines, 3 water tenders, 1 rescue, and 2 chief officers. Bullhead City responded with 2 engines. National Park Service responded with 1 engine and 1 chief officer. United States Forest Service responded with 1 engine, and BLM responded with 2 engines and a helicopter. And it was a very coordinated effort with all of our agencies. And thankfully, the winds were in our favor that day, so they were able to control it and take care of it. So I appreciate all of our first responders that jumped into action and took care of it pretty quickly. So,
did they state the origin yet, or is that still under investigation?
I believe it's still under investigation. I haven't heard anything. If I do hear anything that I can share, I'll definitely share it with the board. But at this time, nothing. And I know some people might have said that they saw firefighters kind of starting a fire, but they were just doing that to create the fire line.
Control it.
So they were doing that, but that helped it. So what happens is they control it. So when the fire gets there, it has nothing to burn. It just dies out, which is very beneficial. So, yeah, that's just a quick update I want to share with everyone.
Mark, the fire that was yesterday, is it in any relation to that fire?
I haven't heard anything in relation to fire yesterday, so.
Yeah, they had one between Bayshore and the homes.
Okay, I can double check and see if
the Morton home?
What?
Between Bayshore and the Morton home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yeah.
Pretty close to where the other one was.
Yeah.
Okay, I will check.
Thank you. Okay, number 2, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings or county or committee meetings or events.
None at this time.
Just tomorrow we have SBA roundtable,
right. Oh, yeah.
And resource.
Yep.
I think 2:00.
So yep. So that's correct. Sorry. The Small Business Administration from the White House will be here with Susie Lee at, I want to say it's 1:15.
They start. Yeah.
Yeah, and then that's going to go till about 2:15, and then I think there's a resource fair at the library at 2 p.m. So if you'd like to attend that, please do that. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay, planning and zoning, SDR-24-0405-Riverside Resort and Casino, Inc., sign design review. To increase a wall sign area in conjunction with a resort hotel, Riverside, on 18.43 acres in a CR, commercial resort, zone, generally located on the east side of the Casino Drive, 1,400 feet south of State Route 163, within Laughlin. Do we have anyone for this?
To present. Yep.
They can go to the podium and present it.
You're up.
Good afternoon. I'm Michael Bell with Yesco Sign Company. I'm here to represent the Riverside on this project, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that the board might have with this.
Is this going over where the valet is? Is this the valet entryway?
It is. It is going on that wall. It's replacing the sign that was advertising the movie theater.
Yeah,
the
movies.
Kids
I missed
castle.
That sign.
Yeah. So this new sign is actually about 200 square feet smaller than that sign that came down. So.
Yeah. And the other sign, Madam Chair, I think we had a design waiver for that going back at least 20 years that I know of, because it was a waiver of development standards as well. So this one's a little bit smaller, but it's digital, so they'll be able to program and have digital format on it. Am I correct?
Actually, it's not digital. It's actually non-illuminated. So it's just going to be in a metal frame attached to the wall with a flexible face, that they'll be able to change that flexible face every so often. So.
Okay.
Flex graphics. So they do it digitally?
No, it's actually a static message.
Yes, I think they have to print out like a vinyl
exactly.
banner and then go up and change it with a cherry picker or something like
Correct.
That.
It'll be a large economy size banner, basically.
Okay, do we have any discussion or questions?
No, Madam Chair.
None? Okay, then I will call for a vote.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that we approve SDR 240405, Riverside Resort and Casino Incorporated sign design review to increase the wall sign area in conjunction with a resort hotel, Riverside on 18.43 acres with staff recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion?
So moved.
Aye.
All in favor? Aye. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We certainly appreciate it.
It's glad to see you, Mr. Bell. You've been around, I don't know, 30 years at least, I think, when
it
you
seems
did my
closer
signage.
To a, it seems closer to 100 years.
Yeah, because I remember working with you 30 years ago when I did my Baskin-Robbins sign, so that's 30 years this year, so.
Yeah, I've been here since June of 87, so.
Okay, yep.
Just for the record, it's Bell, right?
B-E-L-L.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for the notes.
No problem. All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Right. Okay, moving on to general business. We don't have any today. Okay, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or a majority vote.
I would like to address a question to Mark, basically. You can capture this either under comments by the general public or a comment by a board member. At the last meeting, almost at the conclusion of the meeting, there was a motion made to table the motion to expedite preparation of a letter to the Board of County Commissioners to encourage consideration of utilization of funds on deposit for the purpose of moving forward with the problem we're having with permits and the lack of storage for water to comply with the state statutes. The motion to table carried, and it's been a while since I've worked with Robert's rules, but I'm of the opinion that the table to motion is a final right for a motion. It can be reconsidered, it can be brought up, and I think that it should be. What's expeditious about tabling the motion to encourage the commissioners to explore utilization of the funds? It's an exploratory process. It's not a commitment process. And I think as a service to this community, this board should feel an obligation to bring this matter to a head and move it forward and continue, as we said in the original agenda, expeditiously to prepare the letter and submit it to the Board of County Commissioners. If that can't be done at this meeting or someone feels it's improper, I would, in the alternative, suggest that it be agendized for the meeting next Tuesday. But my feeling is that this is not the last rites for that particular motion. I feel, as I said before, this board has an obligation to the community to do whatever is in our power move this forward and get some resolution of this problem. We just can't sit here.
No, I understand that, but the motion was made to table it because had we voted to approve or deny it, it would have gone forward immediately from that meeting. Our commissioner was standing by to make the loan from the Fort Mojave Development Fund immediately after that meeting. And all of the going forward aspects of it, if we had approved it, he would have authorized the use and the loan to go forward at the end of our meeting. That would have happened because that was also part of Doha's presentation. And the only thing that I tried to do was to table it, which is something we can pull back, definitely. I did do a little research on Robert's rules before I made that motion, and it would allow us to pull it back. But we also, I think it behooves this board to have a presentation from the NGO, which I believe they were trying to get set up for the next meeting, so that they can provide data and information because they weren't in the ability to do that at that last meeting.
Well, if I'm hearing you correctly, first of all, my apologies. I made two serious mistakes before coming to the meeting. The first of which is I forgot my notebook and folder, so I didn't bring it with me. That's number one. Number two is I forgot my hearing aids.
Oh, no.
So my hearing is rather seriously impaired. However, and what I suggested to Mark is that this be agendized
Definitely.
For the next meeting. And there is nothing prohibiting doing that.
And I think we have that. I'll confirm with Mark, but I think that the NGO, Nevada by Design, were in contact to get together with that meeting, and then at that point we can, you know, pull back off the table Fort Mojave, or maybe make a hybrid with the NGO and the Fort Mojave Defunds or something. But I wanted the board to have that info from the NGO, so if it's something that the NGO can go forward with USDA funds and it not cost the constituents or the Fort Mojave Development Funds monies, then I think we should look at that too.
Well, Kathy, I'm just going to point this out. If we're waiting for a report from an engineer who's affiliated with the water department,
no,
Southern Nevada Water Authority.
No, they're a non-government entity.
You
stood up.
Waiting forever.
Oh yeah, no. These guys have been working for more than 10 months on the project.
I heard the gals talk 2 years of design.
Yeah, that's the water department. That's not them. Yeah. They're not represented or they're not a part of it at all.
They're separate.
We don't need an engineering professional
No.
to design a letter to say that we're going to move forward and discharge a responsibility which we as members of the board have for the community of Laughlin.
So just to a little clarification, you are correct with it being tabled. With it being tabled by the board, any member of the board can bring it back to an LTAB agenda at any time. To just clarify with that, so what that meant is if it was approved or denied, if it was approved, then the next step would be to put it on the Board of County Commissioners agenda for an action item.
Correct.
So it wasn't
And our commissioner was ready. In my meeting with him before our meeting,
he was ready
to go forward that if we approved it that day.
So,
put it on the BCC and go forward with that loan.
So yeah, then it would go to BCC for public comment and all that. And then you are correct. We have reached out to that Nevada by Design to have them present at the September meeting. If you want the letter of support to be on the September agenda as well, I just need to be informed of that. So is that what I'm hearing from Herm, that you want it back on the agenda, or is that you want to see
this other one? So basically in that meeting, so we can expedite things to pull that off the table, put that back on the agenda along with the NGO, and then have this board make a decision at that point.
I just want to know.
Herm, is that what makes sense to you? In other words, I'll talk loud. To take the item that was tabled, put that back on the agenda along with the NGO presentation that's due to happen in our first meeting in September, so that this board can have it as an action item and move forward in whatever direction we choose to take at the next meeting, which is most expeditious. Will that work? Is that what you want? Yep.
With one additional thing.
Sure.
This board at this time is to make a motion to approve what we have recommended to Mark on the agendizing of this and take a vote on it so there's some authority behind what he's doing and what we're doing.
Okay, so I don't know if we can do that. I mean, we're timely for our agenda, am I correct, for September? Are we timely in our timelines right now?
We can request to put it on the agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We have a holiday, and so we have like 2 days left, and then I have to be able to post.
We're timely, okay.
No.
Yeah, we can't take a vote in this forum, but we have time to make the agenda so that we can pull that off the table and bring that back. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Makes sense.
So it'll be on the agenda.
Move your turn.
Okay.
Next meeting will be September 10th, 2024. I have a motion to adjourn. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
All right.
Adjourned.